What's going on, you guys? It's another episode of the Bigamax Radio Podcast. Not too sure if you guys have noticed anything, but obviously there's been some changes lately as far as some of the audio that we're posting and how we're moving forward. And we are absolutely moving forward. Bigamax Radio cranking out the jams. Over 1,000 episodes have been put on iTunes, Spotify, and also available on BigamaxRadio.com. Been doing this for 10 years, and we're just getting started, baby. Before we roll into this podcast, I want to thank a few people for making this these episodes possible. Checkers over at Racetech, Chris Riesenberg, honestly, one of the best people I've ever met in the industry. Just so generous and like gives advice. And anytime I need to talk to somebody, he is always there. And of course, Racetech Gold Valves, it's basically a revalve in a box. They also do engines. So if you happen to be tuning up an engine for Loretta's, you might want to talk to the friends over at Racetech. Also want to give a huge shout out to Steve Street over at Money Inc. Those guys are a brand new sponsor of the Bigamax Radio Podcast. We're going to be doing some really exciting things with those guys moving forward. Same thing with the Shoals MX. Those guys are huge supporters of Bigamax Radio, and I'm a huge supporter of them. Those are amazing people who do amazing work down in South Carolina. Looking forward to heading down there to see Stu Baylor and the entire Rocky Mountain Red Bear Kawasaki team in short order. I want to give a huge shout out to Backyard Designs, Jared Hicks over at Backyard Designs. Him and I have been working pretty much exclusive every single week, putting together some of the marketing campaigns that they're currently doing over at Backyard. And yeah, they're making sure that the 95 machine looks fucking sick every single time that I hit the track, which isn't enough lately, by the way. So I gotta do a little bit more than that. For those who happen to be listening to this, who deal with some arm pump, that means all of you, you'd probably benefit from some flex bars from Fast Company. They also have their spoke torque wrench, which is basically, like, it needs to be in everybody's toolbox. If you don't already have one, you probably have loose spokes, because going around the wheel with a wrench or a spoke wrench, just sort of like listening for the tone and hoping that they're all going to be similar, is not quite enough. You need to go get yourself a spoke torque wrench. And yeah, they're honestly, they're so easy to use, and you keep your wheels straight and true. Speaking of wheels, John Anderson, Kristen Anderson over at WUSA. If your wheels are super far out of whack, you can honestly just go for $850, $899. You can get yourself an Edge set of wheels. They're super durable. They're lightweight. And yeah, you're gonna have your, and you can, obviously they're gonna look sick too. Like, they got all the cool colors. You got like black wheels, silver wheels, purple wheels, gold rims, you name it. They got all different colors of nipples. Haha, I said nipples. Luxon MX, no one talk about colors. They already have a ton of cool colors. Obviously, they got Kawasaki green, blue for Yamahas, Hondas, they got red, they got orange stuff for KTMs and the Austrian brands. But if I think it's about, I think it's like $200 for the anodizing. So if you have a thought, like an idea under the sun of what you wanted to get done as far as a set of triple clamps, well, you're already going to get yourself an unbelievable set of triple clamps with going with Luxon. Of course, the Club MX team uses those guys, same with the PRMX guys. If those guys are racing Supercross with those triple clamps and the linkage components, yeah, you're probably going to be able to make it around your local track with those components. We're almost 4 minutes into this thing. We haven't even talked any about podcasts. So let's get straight to it, guys. But also want to thank Moto Coating Company for supporting this podcast. Same thing with RXR. RXR Protect, best chest protectors on the market, and you can save with the discount code BigMX Radio. Save you 10% off every single one of your purchases. Heartbeat Hot Sauce, I've said it a million times until I'm red in the face from how hot the Heartbeat Hot Sauce is. But seriously, it's unbelievable. I put this stuff on breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They got all kinds of flavors. They got super hot, they got mild, they got stuff that is a little bit sweet. Honestly, if you like hot sauce at all, they have something for you, and they're available on Amazon. So you literally have no excuse not to at least try it. Is there anyone else? Oh, Jesus. We got to talk about Guts Racing. Andy Gregg at Guts Racing. No questions asked. Every single year, he re-ups his sponsorship. Honestly, that guy is one of the first people who really like spent some money with Bigamax Radio, and I couldn't be more thankful. And they all happen to have the lightweight seat foam, the seat bases and some of the nicest looking seat covers in the sport. So Guts Racing. And last but not least is We Big Apparel. Unbelievable stuff. You've seen the Smoker Cross stuff. Emig's with those guys right now. They're turning out some cool shit. Also want to let you guys know that you can save 25% with fuelclothing.com with BigMX25 at checkout. So go ahead, guys. Use the discount codes. I should put something on the website showing all of the discount codes that BigMX Radio offers. That's maybe on the to-do list for this week. But let's get to the three podcasts that I have set and ready for this week. Hope you enjoy them. Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Racer's Mindset. I am your host, Brad Gebhardt, and with me on the line, my co-host and very esteemed friend of mine, Andrew Hobson, otherwise known as Hoppo. Hoppo, how's it going?
Good. How are you today?
Hey, I'm not doing too bad, man. I got tickets to tonight's Winnipeg Jets hockey game against none other than the Colorado Avalanche. We're probably going to lose and get eliminated from the playoffs and go golfing shortly thereafter, but I'm excited to go down there and scream for blood at the hockey game. But joining us on the line, the big boss with the hot sauce over at...
Yep, Yellow's Food Co.
He's been on the podcast before, and if you'd have to be a listener for a long period of time before having heard this guy's voice before, but if you've been around that long, I appreciate you taking the time to listen to this podcast and being a listener back in 2018 from Guiltless Food Co., none other than Tyler Kalesiak. Tyler, how's it going?
Good, man. It's good to be on here.
And not only are we hosting you, but also hosting your mustache, which for those who are listening to this podcast, the mustache is a guest in and of its own.
Yeah. If you listen close enough, you could almost hear the mustache.
That's incredible. So you and I first met back in 2018 when I had linked up with my good friend Johnny Louch over at the W, and I had told him that I went down to California. I was living with, the great Dennis Stapleton, literally living in a camper in his front yard. I had no way of cooking decent meals for myself. And he's like, you know what? My athletes over at Star Racing have that very same problem. Those guys won't cook for themselves for nothing. They'll be at the drive-thru or they'll be in line at Chipotle every other day. So why don't I hook you up with BC Fit Meals? And that's where I first found out about not only yourself, but also the nutrition that you provide. So, and you've obviously, it's changed names a little bit. You've got your own sort of, you're the sole proprietor of Guiltless Food Co. And you've been doing it for better part of 5 years now. Kind of take us through the genesis of how that's kind of come to be.
Yeah. Man, it's been quite the journey when you look back. And you know what got me into the meal prep side of it. You know, hats off, and I always give the credit to Gareth Swanepoel for it. Good friend of mine. And, you know, I was wanting to just kind of exit from the trainer's space and get into nutrition where I really had the passion for. So when I was doing that shift, Gareth wanted to bring nutrition into his program, you know, with me included in it. But that's when he just was like, look, let's be real. They're not going to cook and, you know, go grocery shopping and do all this stuff on their own. They're not going to eat what you tell them to eat. Let's just be real. They're too busy. They're going to be too tired. They got too much stuff going on. And I couldn't disagree with them. And so he's the one that actually pointed and said, why don't you do like a meal prep thing? So I originally had partnered with BC Fit Meals to make sure that they were getting all of the macros, nutrients that they were needing. I was cooking their breakfast though for them. And doing nutrition consulting, you know, week after week. So that's how it had all started. You know, and I was privileged to work with Star for, you know, a good 5 years. And in that process, in that time, is when it went from BC Fit Meals to Guiltless Food Co. It got to a point where, you know, I just, took ownership and wanted to just kind of rebrand, recreate it. Almost in a sense, like recreate the wheel in the back of the house, to just make sure that the consistency and the quality, is to my standards, for everyone eating. And, you know, since doing that, I mean, shoot, it's pretty insane to just kind of on that journey, see the progress and the elevation of the business and, you know, just the customers that attract and the growth that we experience through it all.
Certainly. Now, so in my world, the most cliche statement that you can make about fitness is that you can't out-train a bad diet. And I'm evidence of that. I've trained my ass off and found myself in a drive-through every other day and not been able to get the right nutrition. Just obviously, like, leaving that one piece out, and really that's the one piece that's keeping so many individuals from the goals that they have and being able to achieve them, because from a caloric standpoint and the nutrition standpoint, you really can't out-train a bad diet. And I think maybe Andrew, you can probably attest to that as well.
Oh, for sure. I learned that last year, that you just cannot out-train a bad diet. You think you can, but yeah, you can't. You know, it really comes back to macros and knowing food. And like you said, your intake for the day, and then we'll probably touch on some stuff down the line in terms of training or heavy training. But yeah, I mean, I struggled. I mean, I cycled over 5,000 miles last year, and I'm all, this isn't working. I'm getting heavier. Like, it's just not what should be happening. And then, you know, one thing led to another, and it's like, I really need to take accountability for what I'm putting in my mouth. And that comes from learning food, learning macros. And then, and this is what's led to this conversation and this podcast today, is because Tyler is good at what he does, and we want to drag some information out of him, but can't now train a bad diet.
What do you think about that statement there, Tyler?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's 100% true. It's more even not just out training a bad diet, but your health is at jeopardy too. And that's even a bigger picture, because we're going to only be in the sport for so long. And then you're going to have to deal with yourself and your health, you know, after that and throughout the rest of your life. So, but it is 100% true. The greatest picture to paint of it is, if you're to be putting all the time and effort in building a race car in the garage, you know, you're working. So let's relate that to, you know, being on the bike, being in the gym, cycling, all this stuff. But when it comes time to perform, if you're to put pump gas in it, you've wasted your time. If the right fuel is not going in it, you're going to get outbeaten, out horsepowered. And so, you know, and even too, for a lot of us, I mean, we've all experienced that, that very expensive race gas in our dirt bikes. And if you're paying attention and you're at that level, you do notice a responsiveness with the throttle, the snap, and how well the bike performs having a higher octane gas in your motorcycle. And so, you know, it couldn't be more true with the food that you're putting in. I've got too many testimonies and stories of a rider switching his diet to all of a sudden being so consistent, and not being one of those guys where you're thinking, you know, whether you're at the races or, you know, watching on TV going, I wonder what happened to that guy, you know, or I wonder what happened to him this weekend. That wasn't him last weekend. It could be as easy as eating the wrong food, you know, and they just don't know.
Yeah, because so, they're experts about going really fast on a dirt bike. And yeah. And the good fuel piece is not specific. It is obviously works for someone who's about to take on a high level athletic challenge. But that is kind of like universal for all challenges in life, whether it's Wednesday at the office, or a Saturday night at Supercross. You need to be able to perform at your best. You can't be sluggish. You can't be lethargic or like at a deficit or insufficient as far as certain nutrients. When you're feeling empty and you're not able to perform at your best, whatever you're trying to perform at, your nutrition is at your detriment at that point, correct?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And I actually remember, I did a video in the front of KTM a couple weeks back, and it was that exact point is we all have a hat that we wear in life. You know, we don't need to be an athlete to be eating the right way. You know, we need to show up our best as like a husband, as a father, as a leader in business, you know, whether you're mom, it does not matter. It's up to us to show up 100% and be our best. And when we, you know, and it's not even that we choose to or not to, we only know what we know. And a lot of us don't know enough And so we're living this life where we're just hurting, our outcome, you know, the quality of our life and what we're living up to. And, that's really what's sad with it is just, food. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of different, aspects to life, like environment and the people you're around and so on and so forth. But I would just say the massive, part of life with the food that we're consuming, you know, when you're talking about cancer, headaches, ADD, autism, sleeping crappy at night, not being able to focus. There's so many things all stemming to the foods that we're eating.
Right. And I can contest to that. I mean, last week I was in North Carolina for a weekend and I went to a grocery store and I was shocked and appalled by the food that was in this grocery store. Everything was packaged. There was no fresh deli.
You get a Dollar General again?
There was in the fresh food section. I mean, it was no more than 20 feet long. There was just nothing there. Everything was packaged. Every single piece of item. There was nothing fresh, bar some bananas, you know, some lettuce and some of that stuff. So, you know, in those types of industry or not industries, but environments, it's like, how do you educate someone to go above that to eat healthy? Because we all know, I know what happens on a Friday night if I'm tired and my son goes, oh, I'm going to bring a burrito home. And then I'm all dead. I can't sleep. All my HRV's jacked up. I can't perform the next day and I'm going to do a bicycle ride. So, you know, it's accountability, right? It's just, you've really got to know your food.
Yeah, 100%. And that's it. I mean, without needing like a general guideline, and it's not the guideline to the store you went to, but if you're to stay around the outsides of the store, you're in pretty good shape, meaning, whole, you know, the fruits, vegetables, meats, for some dairy, depending on the dairy. It's as easy as that. Stay out of the aisles. Not to say that there's not good things in the aisles. It's just very few. So if you're just wanting to know without needing to read and like be lied to on Google too much by too many different articles, it's like, you know, just stick to the outsides of the store, you know, and you'll be in good shape if you do.
Yeah. If it can go bad, it's probably a good choice. True. As long as it's not too much of the wrong thing, and too much of anything is not great. But Tyler, like, this is probably something you can connect with, is that like these athletes, so many guys that you've worked with, they can do the workouts. They can drink the prescribed amount of water on the daily basis. They can get the amount of sleep that they need, but finding the time to go to the grocery store, prep the meals themselves, cook the meals themselves, like, professional athletes are not only basically working 24/7 because they are their own business. And that's the same thing for entrepreneurs, by the way. If you work for yourself, they always say, oh, I get to make my own hours. Bullshit. Now you're going to work seven days a week.
Yep.
Like, I wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and I'm pecking away at this computer at 11 o'clock at night. And I actually have to go get myself to go do a workout because I could easily just do another 2 hours of the working. So, like, honestly, the meal side of things is definitely the hardest part. And I think if you asked a lot of these guys and a lot of the people who work with you, is if I had to pay X amount of dollars to basically take the ownership of that deed out of my hands and put it into the capable hands of a licensed and certified nutritionist, what would that be worth? And it's worth every single penny because, those are the consistent movements that allow you to at least have that box checked every single day. Unless of course your athletes are winning races on weekends, they're probably going to go out on a Saturday night and get all fucked up. But aside from that,
and that's what you said is very true. It, you know, when you are, you know, if we're talking about the meal prep, it's just a big piece that you don't need to worry about. You know, there's like you were saying, whether you're an entrepreneur, anyone in business or anyone with a job, shoot, anyone with kids, athletes, everything. I mean, you got your hands full. So it just, it does take a lot. One, I mean, people didn't go to school for this, except, you know, if you're me, you know, you actually chose to go to college or whatever to learn nutrition. I mean, it's too much time, and it's too much time that we don't have to learn food and what we should be taking. And then, like I said, you go on to Google and you read the first thing that makes you feel good. So you believe it to be true and you go for it, and it lasts 6 weeks, and then you go on to the next thing. And that's just like it for everyone. So like when you're relating back to, you know, just the meal prep, it literally, like, we're, you know, when I'm talking about sticking to the outsides of the store, it's pretty much what we offer in meal form. And it, we provide that in a way that's very appetizing, and something you look forward to each time. So, you know, I was even thinking when you were talking too, you know, with the athletes being so busy, this, that, and the other, I mean, shoot, even when they get done, you know, with the day at 5 o'clock or so, you know, and they're done with things, yeah, they have a couple hours before bed, but even at that, like, they should be doing what they're doing, and that's nothing, because yeah, they're so beat down, you know, they need to let their body rest.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's not like go to the grocery store, do laps up and down the aisles, and then kind of try to exhaust yourself trying to think about what to cook or whatever. So it just, it does. And nowadays, I mean, with inflation and where things are at, it's just crazy what things are costing these days. So if you're to like look at, say, you know, the Guiltless Food Co., like entrees, if you're to just go there, like into our store and just buy one, you know, it's $13 an entree. But guess what? You go in there, you buy five at once, it goes down to 12, right? That's literally, I read something, I forgot what, where it was from, a legitimate study, and it said everyone over the age of 18 for lunch, from the moment that they shift their mindset into what I should have for lunch to actually going to get it and eat it and come back, you're near 60 minutes each day. So if you have the meal prep, you literally just pick out which one sounds good to you, heat it up, and you're done. Yeah. And, you know, you times that by 7 days a week, or even call it five, you're saving hours each week, you know,
you're buying back time.
Yeah, you are buying back time. So that's what's tough too. You know, we go to restaurants and, you know, we look at the menu and then we go, okay, yeah, you know, this sounds good. Okay. Yeah. $26. And so when you're getting it, the first thing at least that I think of, and I know that a lot of us are in the same boat, is you're going to get it and you're going to look, okay, does that look like $26, right? Like, did I get my value's worth?
Yeah.
The thing, though, with restaurants is it's not the time, convenience, and the health that you're actually gaining from it. So when you're looking at meal prep, it's, okay, this is a well-balanced meal. It's what I need. It's healthy. Is it $13? Well, what's your time worth? You know, if you're to save 30 minutes, you know, add that to that, it sounds pretty damn cheap to me, you know?
Right. Like, I think of, like, whether you're doing meal prep every 3 days, or if you're making your lunch every day, or even making your meals every evening, you're talking probably at least an hour, if not an hour and a half, out of every single day of the week, to be able to keep up with, like, because it's not just going into the grocery store, it's not just meal prepping, it's not just cooking, it's all of those things. Whereas, yeah, like when I was doing the Guiltless Food Co. thing back in 2018, I would literally come home from the track. I'd wash my bike. I'd go inside. I'd either break out the frying pan, or I'd pop it in the microwave real quick, heat her up, and my meal's done 15 minutes. Like, right. Now it's time to rest and recover. I think that's a really powerful thing.
Yeah.
So, leading into that, with the Guiltless, obviously you offer meals, there's plans on your website, all that sort of stuff. So from the average guy that comes in and wants to do a meal plan, how does that plan differ to before the show? You had some stuff you shipped to Malcolm Stewart. So how does the average guy getting in the meal prep, or somewhat like myself that is a semi professional athlete, only I say that because of the 8 to 10 hours a week I train, as opposed to someone that's not as active, or like I said, a full professional, which you help those guys still, which is awesome. So I'm just curious to see if their meal plans change, their macros change, or something like that, because you know, their caloric burn is going to be way more than the average guy doing 2 or 3 motos a day and training on top of that. So
right. Yeah, and you're right, 100%. And that's that's where it comes down to. You know, with our meal plans, we do have different options with them. So it's not a one size fits all, because that's incorrect. And so we have like our two main ones, which is like lean and classic, which are fairly similar. They're 4 ounces of protein, 4 ounces of carbs with vegetables and our house made sauce. So that's how our standard plan goes, which is great for, you know, a lot of people, because it keeps your metabolism up. It keeps your mind sharp. It keeps your mood, in a good place, you know, allows you, I mean, it checks all the boxes off for most people. When you're getting to, someone that's more athletic, such as yourself or like a moto guy, that's when we're looking at, okay, well, you know, you're now active, depending on what zone you're training in and the time of it, those are all, for the most part, carbohydrates that have been transferred into like glucose or glycogen in your body, right? That's what our body's using as energy output, when we're working out. Even when we're doing base rides at that low level, which is like the fat burn zone, you're still using carbs. And so just depending on how much, how often, how long, that's where like those things get replaced. And then not just that, you know, depending on how much of a muscle teardown you experienced when training, your metabolism stays up, for several hours, if not next day. If you're like a jacked up trainer, you know, like a bulky dude, it could be like 2 days. I mean, it's just a long time to repair. So even when you're sleeping at night, you're actually burning more calories while sleeping at night if you had a huge training load that day. So that's where like we're needing to actually start replacing the carbohydrates that we're losing. If not, we could find like that experience, that like heavy fatigue. Or so you go out to train again. You literally like you could experience heavy fatigue. Not just that, like the mindset part of it. I know we've had days where we've woken up and just don't feel encouraged to do anything. You know, it's just, we could be at a calorie deficit for a long time. And not just that, maybe just not getting the right foods back in. And it just starts playing a really taxing part on our bodies and what we're experiencing.
Certainly. And for those who are listening and or watching who happen to be, they themselves are a motocross athlete, and they're wondering to themselves, like, what does this Tyler guy know about motocross? What is his qualification in that field? Well, for those who don't know, he doesn't just grow beautiful, illustrious mustaches. He actually used to get rad on a dirt bike back in the day and wore some of, you were a fly guy back in the day, right? You were a fly gear?
I did Supercross in 06, 07, 08. And, in amateurs, I was a shift guy. So that's, I did right. Shift. And then, I went on to, Fox for just a very short bit, but then I was, O'Neill for, a couple years when I was, riding for a team in Supercross. So I kind of, jumped around a little bit. Not too often though, but yeah, 06, 07, 08.
There you go. So the guy's got some experience.
His street cred is he was a professional. So he's been there. He knows what it takes.
Yeah.
That's where it comes from.
Here's the other thing that I wanted to touch on though, Tyler, is who was it that gave you permission to start your business again?
No one.
Like you took it upon yourself. No. It's a bit of a trick question. You took your knowledge and realized that the things that you know and the things that you've dedicated yourself to are in place to help people. There's so many athletes out there who struggle with nutrition and the good habit of continuing to get the right food in on a regular basis. And that's what entrepreneurs do. They solve problems. The problem is I can't get the right nutrition on a regular basis. Tyler, can you help me? And that's what you do.
And I'd like to extend on top of that as well to where I did not know Tyler until this year, because I had already left when he started to ride. I'd already gone back to Australia, but I met Tyler through the cycling team, the iSpeed team I'm in, because he's a sponsor of the team.
Okay.
So I want to shout out to that, because if it's not guys like him that help these little teams, whether it's the amateur side or the pro side, you just can't thank those guys enough. So again, kudos to you.
Yeah, thank you
for the sponsorship on the team.
Yeah, thank you.
But yeah, as far as like the entrepreneurship side of things, I really have to applaud you, Tyler, for just having the balls, honestly, to have your idea and see it through to the point that you've had right now. And you continue to elevate, you continue to adjust and tweak your recipes and how you do business and how you service your clients on a regular basis and continue to bring more value. And that in itself is the recipe to success, doing the right things consistently over time. And that's why Guiltless Food Co. has elevated itself to the spot where it's at right now.
Mm-hmm. And you're right. Like it's when it comes to the business side of it, it's, you know, you see a need, you know, or you see where there's an itch and how to scratch it. Right. And so it's just, you know, just putting the work in to develop the products or the things that are needed by the consumer, you know, that there's the space for. And, you know, and that's where it started and it was great. And but even through, I know that we'd mentioned like over time and just the economy and, you know, the industry and inflation and just everything, people's lifestyles, choices, you know, we always, I mean, we can't sit in the same space, you know what I mean? Cause then we're not going to go anywhere. You know, we can hit a jackpot, but that's only going to last so long. Not to say I hit one, but, you know, it's just always I mean, the work doesn't stop. You know, when you had mentioned, you know, not all of us are, you know, moto guys or athletes, but some of us are entrepreneurs and, you know, it's hard doing that. I will say that I, of all the years racing and training and everything, and now this is just, you know, just like figuratively speaking, but like I've never felt like I've bled so much now or, you know, just worn myself out now than I did racing and competing and doing all that. Cause it's just, you know, the pressure's, you know, coming from a different place. It's not necessarily, you know, results on race weekends or anything like that, but it's just like, okay, well, you know, we've got bills to pay, employees to pay. And, you know, I've got my family's mouths to feed. So it's, you know, what needs to be done and even what does our future look like? And, you know, so it's just grinding and doing that. And, you know, and so, yeah, I mean, shoot, I could wait till a later time to say it, but like, you know, we've got a new, special something that we've been working on, that I'm excited about too. It, you know, when we're talking about the pivots and the shifts that we've been needing to make.
That's exciting. What were you going to say there, Andrew?
I was just going to say, you know, for the average guy, I mean, you're down in the Marietta corridor between AEO and Temecula Motorsports for those that are in the area. So do you ship food? Like you mentioned shipping food to Malcolm Stewart. So is that something that someone can order out of state or out of county or
out of country, perhaps to Winnipeg?
Yeah. Mookie's a little special exception that I do that for. I've had the privilege of working with him for about 5 years. And a great testimony was, you know, when he jumped onto Husky or was making the transition, went back to Florida, he then, you know, off season or time off from racing came back to the area, you know, so basically I started helping him out again. But prior to him going back to Florida, he told me, he said, look, I've ordered all the meal prep companies, whether they're local or nationwide shipping. He goes, I just can't do it. You know, I've tried them and nothing's like yours. And he goes, and I'm already paying them to eat food that I don't like. So I'd rather just spend that money, you know, getting it from you and figuring out how to get it to me. So that's, you know, it is some work, you know, in that process and not something that I really look into doing, period, for the meal prep side of things. But we do, at home delivery. So everyone pretty much in Riverside County, which is fairly large, we do at home delivery for, and we have a few pickup locations too that are like throughout the county, that are free to pick up your meals from. So those are kind of the options that we have right now too. There's a lot of, wholesale accounts too, like gyms and nutrition shops throughout San Diego County that we deliver to. And so we've got a couple like personal residents like in between there that we do deliveries for. And, you know, it might be a point where we open it back up to San Diego again. But for right now, we've got in-store pickup locations and then deliveries throughout Riverside County.
Love it. Well, you've definitely developed something that people can rely on, they depend on, and it's taken their fitness to the next level. Like for the, if someone happens to be in the area, I hope they look you up. And if they themselves are not currently like eating the way they should, and maybe they're nowhere near where you're currently at, you're not able to get them the nutrition that they need. What would you say would be the number one advice that you can give to somebody who's wants to start meal planning, wants to start meal prepping? What would that be?
And your thing, do it on your own, or
yeah, do it on your own.
Yeah, I would go back to shopping on the outside of the store. You know, if you're getting more whole foods, you know, like get like rices, and again, now I'm gonna hit a button that we don't need to go into, but then depending too on, you know, I was going to say pastas and stuff, you know, so we've got the gluten free or the, you know, this or the other, all that stuff. You know, there's so much out there. You know, we could spend all week long talking about the different stuff and the viewpoints and, you know, all that stuff. But anyways,
right.
You know, if you're looking at stuff like, you know, 100% whole wheat breads, sourdough, depending on the type of flour used in it. You know, certain pastas are good more times than not for most people. You've got rice. So those are great carbohydrate sources for people meal prepping. Potatoes is another good one. Quinoa. So those are, kind of like your go-tos for the carbohydrate side of it. Again, if you're an active athlete, that's going to be a huge one for you. You know, then when it comes to, you know, proteins and stuff too, around the outside of the store, I mean, it's hard to go wrong with proteins. You know, if I were to say to stay away from one, more or less it'd just be, pork products, to stay away from that. When it comes to red meat, again, you know, with quality aside, red meat's fine too, in my opinion, just depends on when you eat it. You know, you're not going to want to be down in that stuff like the day before a race or morning of. It's hard to break down and digest, and your stomach uses blood to digest the food. So does your working muscles when you're performing. So that's kind of why. But then, you know, when you're doing seafood or, you know, chicken, whatever, that's a great, all those are great protein options. And then of course you've got your veggies that you're going to want to consume all the time. You know, cause there's just too many good nutrients, in vegetables to just be skipping. I know it's kind of a bummer cause it's all our palate too. I've known plenty of people that have actually told me, can I get your meal prep, but can you just do it without the veggies? And so it's just kind of hard. Like it seems like a simple task, but I mean, not to get into our process too much, but to actually set meals aside with custom asks, it gets tricky. But yeah, it's crazy. Just, but that would be what I'd say it is. You know, if you're going to be doing meal prep on your own, you know, you could be loading up the oven with some potatoes and then cut them up and use that, or, you know, cook a pot of rice, divide that up. It just gets tricky because depending on how into detail you want to make your meal prep be, you know, then you got to get a scale. You need to know what you're putting in it. I mean, it just gets complicated and time consuming. But for the most part, I mean, if you're okay with eating the same things every day, because I mean, you're not going to just cook one potato for one meal, you know, if you're meal prepping, because then you're doing that every day. So it's like, if you're okay with chicken and potatoes every day for like lunch, dinner, then go for it. You know, then it's going to save you some time, save you some money. You know, and you could do something like that and then just, you know, steam some broccoli and then, there you go. You know, you got something like that going for yourself. So it just, again, it depends, you know, there's a lot of different, attributes to it.
Certainly is. So, at the end of every single one of these episodes, we ask the same four questions to every one of our guests and hopefully to get some different answers. But if we do happen to get some overlap, then, we know we're probably hitting some good things as well. What is something you wish you did more of in 2023?
Ooh, more of. I would say more of not. How do I word this right? In 2023, I would say that I wish that I had focused more on solutions or other avenues rather than focusing on the problems and how to fix them. you know, I felt like I've just spun my wheels sitting in one spot, wondering to myself what's happening when we had certain slowdowns at certain points of the year than we've experienced, you know, in years prior. And so, you know, instead, I mean, like I said, I've got a new product line that we're launching that, shoot, I mean, my only wish is that I had done this way sooner, you know, but instead I was kind of just busy, you know, just worrying and staring at the problems, you know, and, you know, how do we fix this instead of like, maybe that's just not the problem. Maybe this is a great point to pivot, you know?
Fair right. Enough. Right.
Mm-hmm. Next one we got, what book are you currently reading? Or if there, is there a book that's on your shelf that you haven't cracked open yet that you need to?
Ooh, I tell you what, let me, I listen to a lot of freaking podcasts. That's for okay. Sure. I started reading, $100 million offers by Alex Ramosi. Okay. He's okay. A podcast that I listen to. He's a great, business influencer. So I like listening to him. Ed Milet's another great one that I like listening to because he's just got like a spiritual background with it. But he does a lot there, but, shoot, I mean, it's been a minute. I used to be a massive book reader, and read them all the time, never put them down, but, yeah, that'd be where I think where it's at right now is it's mostly, those two guys podcasts I listen to. You know who actually is another good one? I'd actually encourage people listening to this to tune into it too. Gary Brecka, he's got a podcast called The Ultimate Human.
Yes.
And he's an amazing individual with a lot of knowledge. If you want some good info on nutrition and well-being and like, you know, some just good tools to apply for the best health. Gary Brecka.
Did you see the interview or the skit they did with Dana White? And Dana White was all jacked up, couldn't sleep, snoring. And he goes, I'll pinpoint how many days you have to live.
Yeah.
And then they sorted him all out and go, he's never. And I'm like, that's a guy I need to be around and live around. It's like, you know, you talk about doctors and where to go and what to do. And it's like, if I get an issue, I'm going to talk to that guy.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right. Yeah. And that's it. Like when we're talking about, you know, our health and stuff and then the doctors, it's, you know, they like to give us Band-Aids to fit, you know, cover up wounds, but they don't make them go away. You know, but it's not to say it's not their bad. That's not what they learned in school. They learned medicine. You know, and then when and who to give it to and how and stuff like that. But yeah, I would say 100% though, Gary Brecka, that podcast you're referring to too was actually on Joe Rogan interviewing Gary Brecka. And Dana White, you know, CEO of founder of UFC, he was in such a bad position where he literally was heading towards his grave. And, right. You know, he had high blood pressure, high cholesterol. There's so many things that were off, and way out the norm that it was just ruining him. And he literally, I mean, like if you dig around, you know, you can get a lot of testimony like this, but it's like, you know, if you change your eating regimens and your lifestyle, you know, and the different things that you're applying to your routine on a daily basis, that's what heals you, you know, and you're just a new person.
I like it. Last question we have you for Absolutely. You is Absolutely. What is your next project you have lined up?
Okay. It's great, man. It's a big project, and that's kind of what I was hinting throughout the show is. So again, learning, not even to where to shift, but where are the avenues or where are the alleys that I have not yet traveled down? Where are the itches I could scratch, the markets that I could tap into that could use a product, when health and convenience is involved. And I, you know, one of our, accounts is the Temecula Valley Hospital. So we've been feeding the doctors there on a regular basis, four times weekly. Actually, we drop off, product for, we've been doing that for a little over a year. And then we also service the cafeteria there. And I was talking to the nutrition director there and I just said, look, is there a way to put a vending machine in or what can we do to get our product in here all of the time? And she goes, well, I can't really take anything out to put it in. And I knew she wasn't lying. The place is packed. There's no like room for another one. But she goes, if you can create more products like the one you're making for the doctor's lounge I'll replace the people that are in our cafeteria and all of our outside units. And I said, say no more. That's it. I was going to do my deliveries to San Diego County to the wholesale accounts. I go to a shell, saw something that I've seen 100 times, and it was those prepackaged wraps and sandwiches, you know, sitting next to like the juices and stuff. And the light bulb went off and I go, holy crap. I go, that is it. That's the shift. That's something, the new thing that I'm doing. So now we actually just released about 35 products, and it's wraps, sandwiches, salads, a few breakfast items, and a ton of snack items to now be sitting on the shelves in all the gas stations, hotels, hospitals, convenience stores that are, you know, because again, it's the best way I could put it is like, when purchasing convenience, it shouldn't cost your health. And that's what the product out there is right now. If you're going to any of these places, you know, I even was at a hotel a couple weeks ago, same thing. You know, you go to where their little convenience section is, yeah, and they have those prepackaged like sandwiches and stuff. And it's either white bread or enriched wheat flour, which is garbage. And, you know, it's got, you know, egg salad in it that looks like putty, you know, and it's just all garbage stuff that's actually damaging your health, but it's convenient and you need it. And so that's actually the new product that we're doing now. And I've got a lot of, things kind of like lined up on the blueprints in place to, get this into the market. And actually, when we launched it 2 weeks ago, the Temecula Valley Hospital was our first account, just in the one fridge, not the outside units or anything. We first went into that unit inside the cafeteria, and they went from like 180 items. 2 days later, they upped it by about 50 more items. They said that wasn't enough. So wow, the feedback's been great on it. And, awesome, and they're selling out the product now. So thank you, man. And so that's really what the new and exciting thing is right now. I'm excited for this year. I'm excited in the direction we're going. And now this product is like a business to business. So I still have the meal prep product, and that's still, direct to consumers to be purchased online or in the store. And, but yeah, that's what's new this year is this new product, and it's bomb. I tell you what, I've had a few of them, and, it brings a smile to my face. So,
I love that.
I have one last question for you.
Yeah.
Who is or who has been your biggest mentor that has helped you, guided to where you are to now? Obviously, we've all had some bad places, made some bad decisions. Who is your one standout guy that's going, you know what? That guy was, he got me through some shit.
Yep. I got super lucky. I married a gal that's got a genius of a dad. So my father-in-law, really these past couple years have really, I would say through 2023, you know, when we were talking about what I would have done differently, he is a guy that holds me highly accountable. The guy is genius as he is. I mean, I think in like 2013, he was Entrepreneur of the Year, featured in magazines, all this stuff. Oh, wow. But, he's a guy that's all about numbers and, business models, and he can pave a pathway on whether it be successful or not. So really, He's questioned a lot of my ideas, not why you're doing it, but okay, I hear you, but how? And then after asking the how, he goes, okay, well, when you look at it, that won't work, or okay, I could see how that would, or, you know, he just brings a lot of real facts to what I'm doing and holds me accountable. So I think that's just a big part of it. And, especially to where we're going, it's just, I've got accountability, and then he, keeps that flame underneath my ass to keep moving. So, my father-in-law is a huge, huge part.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. That's killer, man. Well, Tyler Kalesiak, Guilt-Free Food Co., thank you so much for making time for us here on the podcast, Racer's Mindset. This is episode number 4, and we're going to be doing a whole lot more. So, people, thank you guys for taking some time to listen to this episode. Tyler, where can they find you on social?
They could go to guiltlessfoodco.com for the social. Instagram is probably the one that we just hit the most. So Instagram, guiltlessfoodco.com. I also have the coffee shop _CA, for some bomb coffee. And then mine is Nutrition Anchor.
There you go. The nutrition anchor awesome. Himself, Tyler Klesiak. And Andrew, what do you got for us before we go out of this thing?
Well, I've got a massive weekend coming up. I've got my 100-mile mountain bike challenge at Vail Ranch this weekend. So we're getting ready to prep this. So you're the mill. Yep. Welcome to come out, Tyler. 100 miles, 14,000 feet.
100 miles. You're going to have to hook a guiltless Food Co. meal to your veins.
hey, we could chat, Andrew.
Does guiltless do IVs?
Yep. We're going to need something.
Guiltless IVs. That's your next pivot.
There you go.
Yeah, right.
$3 idea.
Yep.
Awesome, guys. Well, thanks so much for listening. Thanks, Tyler, for being on the show. Don't hang up just yet. But for podcast sake, we're going to cut things off right there.
Welcome to Best 42 in the land. All ages from kids up to grown men. Walk through the gates of the coal miner's daughter to make a point clearer than the creek water. Who's the best? Who's it gonna be? In Hurricane Mills, Tennessee. Can you feel the adrenaline? Dirt flies hypnotized by the wind spin. Hear the crowd, everybody's whistling. Line on the fence. If you can put it all together three times, this 1 week of racing could change your life. Everybody knows this is where it all begins. Do what you gotta do. 20 plus 2 out at the ranch. Golf carts, pit bikes, and rowdy fans. Play the national anthem and everybody stands. Smell the smoke from the two strokes riding by. The 30-second card's on its side. Hypnotized by the wheel spin. Hear the crowd, everybody's whistling. Line on the field. If you can put it all together three times, this 1 week of racing could change your life. Everybody knows this.